A new draft sex education curriculum for the Leaving Cert was published last week and has been designed with the aim to provide accurate and age-appropriate information on well-being, relationships, sexuality. The National Council for Curriculum and Assessment has been reviewing the curriculum since 2018, and the new draft is now available for collection and consultation. Education correspondent with the RT News, Emma Kelly, joins me now just to tell me what it's all about. Emma, you're very welcome to the show. Hello.
Thank you very much, Jennifer.
So, how does the new curriculum differ from what's there now?
Well, the big difference, Jennifer, between what they're proposing to bring in and what's there now is that this is mandatory for schools to provide. Because shockingly, to me anyway, just one in five schools, secondary schools, currently timetable SPHE for their senior students. That's the fifth and sixth years. So if you take it, these are young people on the cusp of adulthood. And in most schools, in four out of five schools, they're receiving no or very, very little education around these really, really important issues. So that's the big, big difference here. Now, if you drill into what's proposed a bit more, if you look, for example, at relationships and sexuality, which is a big component of this, for the first time ever, those young people aged 17 to and 18, that age group, will be taught about consent. And by that, I mean the importance of seeking consent, your ability to give consent or withhold it if you wish, that important area. Also, the issue of porn will finally, you know, be spoken about. And what I mean by that is students will be encouraged to look at the negative impact that porn has on perhaps expectations in a relationship or behaviours in a relationship or attitudes. A third thing that is a big change is that the whole area of LGBTQ plus identities will be integrated right across the what students are learning and reflected across the board. So it won't be a case of, you know, on Thursday we're going to learn about trans issues. It'll be these identities will be integrated throughout the whole thing. Be you know, thrown in with it. It won't be what's currently the case, which is, you know, boy meets girl, very much that scenario.
Okay, amazing. Well, that is a big change. And what about students' mental health? Will this take another strand?
Well, it's, you know, the whole thing in a way is about students' mental health, because if you look, there's three different strands. The first, you have the RSE strand, which will deal with areas around relationships. You also have a strand around health and well-being. That strand will look at issues such as drugs and alcohol use. You have a third strand, which is called into adulthood. And that will, you know, look at, you know, young people's legal rights, also their legal responsibilities, also how to defend and be an ally for people perhaps experiencing discrimination and inequality. And in terms of mental health, I suppose, I mean, the whole overarching aim of SPHE is to, you know, foster a young person's self-confidence and to enable them to navigate the very, very complex world that they're growing up in. And all of that, of course, does feed in to positive mental health outcomes.
And how will the new curriculum, how will that focus on the general transition to adulthood for these students?
Well, if you think of it, I mean, as I said, these proposals are dealing with older children, 17 and 18 year olds, who are just about to come out into the world. And I've spoken to students in first year in college who have told me, and this is reflected in research as well, that they received literally no education in these really important areas in terms of building relationships and developing a sense of their own self-esteem and self-confidence and their rights. Or that their education was woefully inadequate. And that, for example, is a key reason why a lot of the third level institutions now offer courses on consent to incoming first years, because they literally, and they've told me this, they have students coming in who have never explored the concept of consent and don't understand it. So the universities are having to step in here to teach this. If you look also at the very, very complex area of pornography, I mean, I think the research showed in 2019, and we're 4 years on from that now, 97% of 13-year-olds own a smartphone. And teachers will say, and research shows that young people are turning to online via their phones or via computers to try to educate themselves about sex through explicit content that they access online. And obviously that is very, very dangerous because, yes, of course. So this is all about trying to support young people and arm them and give them the tools themselves to understand, for example, that the kind of stuff they might see on online where, you know, men might be very dominant, women might be submissive, that that is not the way it has to be or should be in the real world. So it's about giving students the tools to understand the world and navigate the world a bit better. Because at the moment, schools are failing in that regard.
So this new curriculum will be mandatory for students?
No, it's mandatory for schools, in they have to provide it.
Okay.
Because as I say, it, at the moment, just one in five provide it. But it's not mandatory for students to do.
Okay.
Now, if parents, for example, object to this on ethical grounds, they can opt their student out, if that student obviously is under the age of 18. Parents, by the way, have the right to opt their child out of any lesson that they may have ethical misgivings about. But and then, of course, for the older students, the students in sixth year, many of whom would be 18, they, of course, can make up their own mind. But so it's not mandatory for students, but it is mandatory for schools to timetable this and to provide this SPHE new curriculum, well, in draft form at the moment, okay, to students.
Amazing. So this SPHE, when was it last updated?
Yeah, this is shocking when you look at it across the board. I mean, the last time that the senior cycle SPHE, and this is the one that isn't mandatory, was updated was 2011. But if you look at, say, junior cycle, for example, the programme there, the last time that was updated was the year 2000.
Wow.
And then for primary school children, the last time that their well-being education was introduced was 1999. And now if you look at those dates, I mean, you know, no one had a smartphone back then, for one thing. And again, research tells us, University of Galway, for example, a study carried out by them show that a huge percentage of 10 to 13 year olds are accessing pornography on their phones. So we're in a very, very different space. And yet our curriculum are, and this is widely accepted, you know, across the board from the Minister for Education right throughout the sector, our programmes are very, very out of date.
Very out of date. Well, this is a welcome change and it sounds great. When is the curriculum, when's it being rolled out then?
Yeah, well, at junior cycle, the new SPHE curriculum is due to be introduced in September. That's done and dusted, and that's coming in for first years in September. At senior cycle, this document has been put out by the NCCA for consultation. So it's a draft document at the moment, but they hope to be in a position to introduce a new programme in 2024. Now, if you look briefly, I just want to mention primary, where there's a huge need for this as well. That is still very, very behind. They're developing a new programme at the moment, but the earliest, I think that's going to be put out for consultation in 2025. So that's very far behind. But one thing also I should say is that the National Council for Curriculum Assessment really, really wants to hear from people. They really want people to feed into their consultation process, which is running until October. And they most especially want to hear from young people themselves, because obviously they've done a lot of research. They've gone out and spoken to young people. They say what they've designed is very much based on what young people have told them. But they do want to hear from more young people. And so how young people and their parents and anyone else can find out more about this consultation process and indeed find out about the programme itself is if they go online to ncca.ie and they'll see all the information they need on the homepage.
Amazing. Okay, ncca.ie. You can go there and get more information and give your feedback. Are they updating the junior cert curriculum as well?
Yes, they have done that. And the new SPHE curriculum for junior cycle will be introduced for first years from this coming September. So it goes along similar lines to what I've described, except it's obviously age appropriate. So it's not designed for 17 to 18 year olds. It's we're talking about a cohort from, I suppose, between 13 and 16 years of age.
Okay, well, Emma, thank you so much for coming on and speaking with us there. There we go. That was education correspondent with RT News, Emma O'Kelly, speaking to us there about the new Leave and Cert sex education curriculum. What did you make of that? Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.